5 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. I'm live from the Allo Communications Studios. Speaking of energy, tonight there's going to be a lot of energy coursing through Seattle Seahawks fans' veins as they prepare to probably boo Russell Wilson. I don't know. We'll see. But I just can't wait to finally see Russell Wilson throw a football pass or hand a football off to somebody in an actual game and something. And obviously, we didn't get to see him in the preseason. I'm just excited about all of this. Zach Stevens joining me from DNVR Broncos. Not many better when it comes to Broncos insiders information. Zach, thanks so much, my man, for being on with us.
Brady, what is going on? And after waiting so long, we finally get to see Russell Wilson play Nathaniel Hackett, coach, and boy, it can't come in a more exciting situation. Look, I love that the NFL made this the week one game for the Broncos, because if this were to have been week 10, the Seahawks would be 3-7 going into the game, and it just wouldn't have the same juice. Look, Brady, this is the Seattle Seahawks Super Bowl. That's the reason why this is the most expensive ticket in the NFL this weekend.
No doubt about it. That's a great point by you. The juice will kind of fade away if this was mid-season or even a couple of weeks into the season. We're ready. We can't wait to see what Russell does as this Broncos quarterback going in, and going to be some mixed emotions, I'm sure. In your conversations and your chats and interviews with Coach Hackett, but maybe specifically Russell, what's the vibe like? I know they're saying all the things, you know, Coach Hackett, like, this is another game, but what are you picking up from everybody?
Of course, the classic coach speak, quarterback speak, but this is going to be very different. Look, Russell, he went into just how much, when we talked to him last week, he went into how much he loves Seattle. He said, it's always going to be my home. Instead of really just going into classic quarterback speech of, you know, this is just another game, he actually kind of bought in to how big of a deal this is of him returning. And so the emotions are going to be there. And Brady, I think the Seattle Seahawks, for their advantage, should put on a video tribute. They should cheer Russell Wilson, because that will bring out so much emotion within him. And if you remember when Peyton went back to Indianapolis, that's exactly what the Colts did. They welcomed him with open arms. They gave him a standing ovation. They gave him the emotional video tribute right before the game, to where Peyton was tearing up and he was emotionally thrown off, not ready for the game. And then the Broncos ended up losing that game. I think that's what Seattle should do if they want the upper hand. I don't think that's what Seattle's going to do, though, and I think that is going to play right into the Broncos' hands, right into Russell Wilson, not having the warm feelings where he's thrown off, but instead saying, I'm mad at you guys now because you're booing me, because you only gave me a little graphic instead of an emotional video scoreboard tribute. And I think that's the opposite of what the Seahawks want to do, is make Russ mad.
Instead, the Seahawks are going to put up a highlight reel of Geno Smith and his 465 teams that he's been on. That's probably going to be that'll get it
exactly
going. So some of the big concerns, obviously, Zach, we talked so much about the preseason, and we saw some teams that utilized the preseason, come out of the gates just great. Buffalo, they played some meaningful reps in the preseason, and they worked the Chargers or the Rams last Thursday. We've seen other teams, you know, Tom Brady was in, you know, wherever for a while, and they were able to, I'm not saying Tom was perfect, but they stomped the Dallas Cowboys last night. That's going to be a big question coming in. If the Broncos look ill-prepared in any sense of the word, or if it's a closer game than we expected, you know, people are really going to be talking about how the preseason was handled.
Oh, absolutely, 100% Brady, and I think that the way fans should approach this is wait until the end of the game in order to freak out about the way Nathaniel Hackett handled training camp and preseason, because I would not be surprised at all if the Broncos are only winning 7-6 at halftime or 10-7 at halftime, and you're thinking, boy, this is not what we signed up for with Nathaniel Hackett's creative offense and Russell Wilson bringing him in and trading multiple players and multiple future first-round picks. I'd wait till the end of the game, because the Buffalo Bills, while they did play their starters, they were only up 7-6 at halftime. And then what happened in the second half? Well, they absolutely took off, ended up putting up 31 points. At the end of the game, if we're sitting here and the Broncos scored 13 points, though, and it's a loss, well, then absolutely we should be pointing at that. And Brady, a bad stat for Broncos fans. Quarterbacks yesterday, and I should say on Thursday as well, that did not play in the preseason, they went 3-7 this weekend. Mm. So the good news for the Broncos is they're not going up against the Buffalo Bills. They're not going up against the powerhouse. They are going against the Seattle Seahawks. Even with a slow start, even with the slow first half, they should still be able to win this game.
Zach Stevens joining me from DNVR Broncos. He's our Broncos insider. Okay, talk to us a little bit about the injury side for the Broncos. Josie Jewell not going to be playing in this one tonight. How much of an impact is that going to be? We've talked a little bit about the weakness on the defensive side of the ball, and maybe it was that the interior linebacker position. So that kind of being said, how much will this impact the game not having him out there?
Yeah, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt a lot because one of the things that Josie's great at is always being in the right place, specifically in the run defense. And what are the Seahawks going to do? Well, they ran Russell Wilson out of town because they wanted to run the ball more. So with him out of town and with Geno Smith, their quarterback, the highlight video that you were talking about, Geno, is going to be him handing the ball off about 100 times this game. So they're going to run the ball. And at the last four games of last season, Rashard Penny averaged something like 150 rushing yards per game, which is very scary because that's exactly what they're going to try to do today. And then you look at his replacement, Alex Singleton. He's good, but he's been a backup for the Broncos this entire offseason. And Jonas Griffith, they will have him back, which is good, but he hasn't really been out there for the past month with the team since getting injured in that first preseason game. So there's going to not be any continuity with that inside linebacker group, and I do think that that's a big issue. Now, again, it's the Seahawks. The Broncos should be able to overcome one of those injuries, but it just happens to be at a point where the Seahawks are really going to want to take advantage of it, and they can take advantage of it.
How does that offensive line, you know, look to you again, just based on preseason research for Seattle anyway? Any cause for concern? Because you talk about Rashard Penny, no doubt he's starting to figure it out and seems like he might be a nice piece, at least one solid piece for Seattle. But what about that offensive line? Is there any fear that they're going to be pushing the Broncos around a little bit?
Yeah, their interior offensive line is actually pretty strong. The three guys they have in the center, and the Broncos did upgrade there, though, this offseason with DJ Jones and with Draymond Jones. He should be taking a step forward, so the Broncos should have a good matchup there. I don't think it's something that the Broncos are going to dominate, but they also shouldn't be getting pushed around. And the Seahawks are going to be starting two rookie tackles, which should be a nightmare anytime Geno Smith drops back to pass with Randy Gregory, who's listed as questionable. I expect him to play, and Bradley Chubb on the other side. That's just another reason why Seattle is not going to want to throw the ball unless they absolutely have to. And then also Bradley Chubb and Randy Gregory are really good in the run game too. So you have to imagine Seattle's just going to try to pound the rock up the middle over and over and over again.
Bradley Chubb, maybe not admitting it, but a contract on his mind. Maybe he's licking his chops tonight to start that thing off on the right foot. Okay, how about on the wide receiver side for Seattle, Zach? You obviously look at DK Metcalf. The guy's a freak of nature. How do the Broncos guard him? Do we see, I mean, like, is Patrick Surtain going one-on-one with him? Are we bracketing this guy? What does that look like?
If it's me, I'm having Pat Surtain just follow DK the entire game because I like Ronald Darby as a cornerback. He's a really good cornerback when he's healthy, but he is a smaller cornerback. Pat Surtain is maybe the most physically gifted cornerback in the NFL, at least top five. He's going up against the most physically gifted wide receiver in the NFL, the biggest physical matchup nightmare for any team in DK Metcalf. So to me, it's very simple. Pat, you're on DK the entire game. Don't let him beat you. You can send some help with Justin as well. Teams, though, Brady, they overthink this stuff. And so I don't expect to see Pat Surtain follow DK the entire game. I do expect him to be on him a lot and in certain situations follow him. But then if you have Ronald Darby on DK, again, I really like Ronald Darby, but DK's got about 5 or 6 inches on him, which is just not fair. fair for anyone, then you have to have a Justin Simmons or a Kareem Jackson over top.
Let's look at some of the guys surrounding Russell Wilson, Zach, and again, Zach Stevens from DNVR Broncos joining us. The supporting cast for Russell. I mean, Russell's great. We know what he can do, but it might not matter if he doesn't get the supporting cast rolling throughout the course of the season. Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon, of course, Courtland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, KJ Hamler. Who's going to get maybe have the biggest role tonight, or some, you know, as far as installs and seeing a guy that's going to be that go-to? Do you see a Javonte Williams getting a heavy dose, a split between Gordon, or does Russell air it out a little bit early on? Maybe they don't run as much to start things out.
Yeah, Seattle's run defense is okay. I'm not going to say that they're great, but they're also not terrible. However, their cornerbacks, just like they're starting two rookie tackles, I believe they're starting two rookie cornerbacks. And boy, should that allow Russell Wilson to eat, especially with Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton out there. Those guys should get a good amount of work. Now, I do think maybe at the start of the game, you're going to see the Broncos run the ball just to calm Russ down, to calm things down, because nothing will suck the life out of that building as just constant six-yard runs. And then once the Seahawks crowd kind of slows down, then you let Russell cook. I really see this being a very balanced game plan when you talk about run to pass, when you talk about Courtland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy, when you talk about Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams. There's no better opportunity for Nathaniel Hackett to establish this balance that he wants between run pass, between the running backs, than in this game. But when push comes to shove, the Seahawks defense is worse with their pass game. And how cool would it be for the Broncos and Nathaniel Hackett to allow Russell Wilson to cook and show the Seahawks that they were absolutely wrong? Let him get 300 yards, let him get three touchdowns, and this defense really sets up for that to happen.
Zach, I never thought we would get to this time where you're previewing a Broncos game with Russell Wilson talking about letting him cook and actually meaningful football. We're here. I can't let you go without putting you through some rapid fire. Are you ready for this?
I love it.
All right, let's get Zach Stevens under rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
All right, I kind of already asked you this, but there's going to be some cheers in the stands. But will we, as a viewer watching the game from our couch, hear more boos than anything else when Russell Wilson comes onto the field?
Easy, and it's unfortunate, but there's going to be more boos for Russ.
Will things get so rough for Seattle that we see Drew Locke in this game at all?
No, there's no way. If they did that, they would be admitting defeat.
Oh, I had to ask it. Star performer tonight for the offense for the Broncos and the defense. Give me one of each.
Well, I'm going to go Russell Wilson. I do think they let him cook. But then I'll go, the non-obvious answer, I'll go Jerry Jeudy. I think he's going to show his talent and his top 15 pick potential.
Jerry.
And then on the defensive side, I talked about the two rookie tackles that they're going to be starting. I think Randy Gregory, his talent is insane. He's semi-healthy, and really that's healthy for Randy Gregory. I'm going to say he gets a sack or two.
Well, the Broncos win the game tonight against the Seahawks.
They absolutely will. They're going to cover the 6.5-point spread. Brady, I'm seeing like a 27-13 victory, and that could even include a very slow start for the Broncos in the first half, but they will pull away at some point.
You answered my last question. Are they going to cover? That's the big one. I don't think there's a lot of doubt that the Broncos are going to lose, right? I mean, that's where we're all going. Now people just go, are the Seahawks going to keep it within two scores and then make it interesting with a meaningless touchdown or something late? But I like that. I feel that's kind of where I'm leaning. That score right around where I'm feeling, man. So this should be fun. I cannot wait.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. And I believe the over-under somewhere around 44, 45. I like the under because I just don't think Seattle's going to be able to score that many points against the Broncos.
I don't either. Let's get 1-0. We all saw what Kansas City did yesterday against Arizona. So it's crazy, Zach. You kind of, not that this is a must win. I hate throwing that around or anything like that. But you want to keep pace, and you damn sure want to keep pace in games where you're picked to win, because it looks like Kansas City, Tyreek Hill or not, the Chiefs are looking poised again to try to win this division.
Well, I mean, and you just look at the AFC West, and I think tonight, how if the Broncos are able to win or not, it'll kind of show exactly where a lot of people think the division is. If the Broncos win, okay, yep, there's three top dogs. It's the Broncos, Chiefs, and Chargers. Of course, Chargers, Justin Herbert looks great too. Patrick Mahomes looked great. you hope after tonight you're saying Russell Wilson looked great. And then the Raiders, kind of right below them at 0-1. Raiders looked a little dysfunctional yesterday. Derek Carr did not look like he was comfortable in the offense yet. If the Broncos lose, though, I know there are some people around the country, not necessarily in Colorado, but around the country saying, well, the Broncos aren't yet there with the Chiefs and the Chargers, and those people would be saying, yep, look at it. That's the AFC West. You have two powerhouses, and then you have two teams that still aren't to their level yet.
Oh, well, let's just get this one. Get this one taken care of. Make no doubt about it. Cover that spread. Broncos country's happy for the week. And then we relax on Thursday and see hopefully the Chiefs and Chargers beat each other up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a heck of a game. I mean, what a setup we've got this week. And then we get to see David Mills go up against the Broncos on Sunday.
Must-see television. Well, maybe now it is. I don't know. You tell me.
Maybe.
Zach, my friend, love it. Love what you're doing at DNVR Broncos. You're doing a fantastic job. Keep up the great work. I know you'll have pre-stuff and post-game stuff for us and stuff throughout the game, too. So I'll be following along.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Brady, and I can't wait for Broncos football to be back.
Yeah, me neither, man. There he is, Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Russell's getting booed. Drew Locke will not make a surprise appearance. He likes Jerry Jeudy being the star performer tonight on the offensive side. And did he say Randy Gregory? Did he give me Randy Gregory on the defensive side? He likes the Broncos to win. He likes the Broncos to cover. So do I. I desperately need that because I'm 1-2 from the weekend. Luckily, everybody played each other, so I didn't lose a lot. So I'm 1-2 on that side. I think that's how you want to play that out because I guess I predicted all of the teams wrong except for what happened with Wyoming and UNC. But because I said CU would cover against Air Force, they didn't. Does that mean I'm wrong twice? I don't think so. It's one game, right? It doesn't mean I'm wrong twice because I said Air Force wouldn't cover and CU would cover. Does that make me wrong twice? Yeah, since it's one game. Are you going to let me out on this?
It's tricky.
It is tricky.
You're taking this. That's why I didn't get into spreads and betting until just recently. So I always would just pick, they're going to win, they're going to lose.
But that's too easy. That's why gambling was invented.
But then you get in a situation like this where you don't know if it's a win or not.
Yeah, that's true. I think just give me a loss.
Just ask Tanner. He'll give you an answer.
He said I was 1-2 or whatever. He's helping me out today. He's feeling nice. All right, that's going to do it for Zach Stevens being on with us. Great stuff from him as always. We got the Lunch Rush coming up next. Whoo, some rough stories coming out of the football weekend. And some positive ones, too. So we'll get to that on the other side. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Sunday and Monday night football are on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.